Before I start, I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for you, each and every one of you. As you know, I grew up on the mission field with my parents. There wasn't ever a time where you failed us that I know of. It's only by your prayers and by your support that my parents and now, Lord willing, myself, I'm going to be able to serve God on the mission field and reach people that have never heard the gospel, people who go to church every Sunday, go to church every week, go to church maybe on the weekends. But they've never heard the gospel. They hear of our Lord Jesus Christ, but not the true Jesus Christ. They hear of that name, but they don't know him. So I thank you for your prayer and support throughout the years for my parents, on behalf of my parents. And now I'm standing before you to ask for your support and for your prayers, especially. I need your prayer. In my opinion, that's the most important thing, your prayer before God. It's God who provides, and if you ask him for me, God will provide. I would like to read out of Ezekiel chapter 33, the first 9 verses. Ezekiel 33. The Bible says, "Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for the watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. If he hear the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, if I set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel, therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." And I'd like to pray right quick. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for your many blessings, for your faithfulness throughout the years. Lord, I thank you for this church, my brothers and sisters. I pray that you bless this service. I pray that you'll give me the right words to speak. I pray that you'll give me clearness of speech. I pray that I'll make my points clearly, that no man will have any doubt. I pray, Heavenly Father, if there's anyone here in this room that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, grant them your mercy and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as the brother just got through saying, God chose man to preach his word. In this city, God easily could have called the walls, you know, or something, could have put it in the sky, you know, judgment is coming, the enemy is coming, be careful, be warned of God. But he didn't. God chose man. God chose man. He entrusted us with the word of God. And I believe with all my heart that God has put it in my heart to preach the gospel. I've got a burden to warn people that judgment is coming. Yes, our God is a God of love. Yes, he is a God of mercy. But God is also a righteous God. And God will not permit sin to go unjudged. Judgment is coming for all those who do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. All those who have rejected Jesus Christ, all those who have chosen not to believe on the Son of God. Judgment is coming, and it's our responsibility, my responsibility as a Christian, to warn every man or woman or child that there is a God, there is his love, but there also is judgment coming. So I feel called to preach the gospel in Poland. I'm going to preach, Lord willing, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The first thing, God's love. God loved us so much, without any reason, without any goodness that we deserved it, for no other reason, just out of God's abundance of love, he loved us. Second thing is God's judgment for those who don't accept God's love. God's judgment for the people who in their own mind choose not to accept it for whatever reason, whether it be for the pleasures of this world, whether it be for tribulations that they might face, for whatever reason, There is judgment coming for those who don't accept the love of God. But my main goal is to preach the mercy of God. For whosoever believeth on the Son of God hath everlasting life. That's what I want to preach. Those are my intentions. My goals as a preacher are, one, to reach as many people as I can with the gospel. Reach whoever it be, whether he be an adult, whether it be a child, whether it be blind, whether he be whole. Doesn't matter who. Reach whoever. Everybody, no matter who it is, if it's a human being, they need to hear about Jesus Christ. I've heard about him, and it would be a robbery if I know the Lord Jesus Christ and I don't tell him. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3, it says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." You know, if we don't preach the gospel, if we choose not to ever say a word again, yeah, we're saved. We still have the love of God, and it's not hid to us. It's hid to the people who haven't heard of him. It's hid to the lost. It's hid to those who are on their way to hell. God forbid that I should hide the gospel of Christ. Those are my intentions. I was told that I have 15 minutes. How much was that? Two? I really don't know what to say. I hope it was clear that he's back there going six. Okay. God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that are lost. That's what I intend to do. I intend to preach the gospel as long as I live by God's grace. He didn't choose rocks. He didn't choose angels. He didn't choose other things. He didn't choose signs. He chose man. I'm a man. I'm a son of God. It's my responsibility. And I intend, by God's grace, to fulfill my responsibility. Amen.